Martin Peña, mamá de Chihuahua.
Peña,
Peña, Martin Peña, mamá de Chihuahua. Mamá, ay mamá.
It is so special to tell the story of a baby, the beginning of a new life. And it is every moment so special to talk about when a man and a woman can become a daddy and a mommy. And we've got a mother in the studio with us, Zinhle Ngumani. Good morning, Zinhle.
Good morning. How are you?
Zinhle, I am excited for you because you are so pregnant and so beautiful, glowing, ready and excited to receive your second gift through with the help of Surgery Clinic Fertility here in Nelspruit, and that is what our story is about today. Zinhle, tell us that you had three kids very easily with no problems, and then you met your second husband. What happened then?
Yeah, it was, I don't know what happened, but we struggled. We tried for like 6 years, 7 years, nothing happened. And one day I was reading a Gerrit magazine. I saw someone said, there's a doctor who helped me null spread. I couldn't conceive. It is Richard Hubert in MediClinic. I inquired, I got his numbers. I think I found it was November. They said you can only see him the following year, February. I was almost discouraged, but because of what I read about him, I said, I think it's worth the wait. I will wait. I said, I will wait. But if ever you happen to have any opening or any cancellation, I'm just 5 minutes away. Please let me know. I will rush. Luckily, it was Jen. They phoned me. They said, you can come through. Somebody canceled. That's when I met Dr. Hubert, and he changed everything for me.
He brought hope.
Everything.
And that is why you are so happy to share your story.
I would love to share my story.
Because you are beaming, a happy mother. Dr. Richard Hubert, well known in the Lowveld. He's a gynecologist with a special interest in fertility. Richard, you're also with us in the studio. You were together with Zinhle in helping to for her to have her first baby with her husband. And she finally could become a mummy, and he could become a daddy together. Tell us about that first time you met her and the part of your journey together for the first baby.
Yeah, Zinhle, I'm very sorry about the fact that we only had space in February. I didn't even know that. If I knew that, I would have only seen in December already. No, Zinhle is a very, very special patient in our practice. I must say, if you I remember that first time we met her, and she told the story, and we went through the whole thing like we usually do with a patient, working up and what the problem is. And I think we tried one or two treatments, and Zinhle said, no, we're going straight for IVF. We're going straight for in vitro fertilization. She doesn't want to hang around. And yeah, and that's what we did. But Zinhle is an incredible person. She's a really incredible person. She never does not have a smile on her face. Even if she's now very, very, very pregnant, she's always immaculately dressed. Mm-hmm. And Zinhle, I must say, you always smell very nice.
Thank you.
So, yeah, she's very special. I'm really, really looking forward to what we've got planned for next week. I'm sure we're going to all tell you all about it just now, what we are planning. And, yeah, so we are very, very excited.
So 2014, that time, Surgery Clinic Fertility wasn't in the Lowveld yet. So you had to take hands with a group in Port Pretoria, and that's how Dr. Cornelia van Sail comes into the story. How did your paths cross?
Cornelia and our paths crossed in 2008. I was working at a hospital in Pretoria. And I was doing infertility at a specific hospital, and I wanted to change my clinics. And I phoned her one day. I said, listen, I'm Richard Hubert, and I want to come and work in your clinic. And I thought she would jump out of her skin saying, listen, yes, please bring your work. And she said, yeah, we can think about it. I just have to, you know, you're sort of taken aback. She's not actually really excited about it.
I'm so excited.
But to make a long story short, I started working there. And we had 4 fantastic years that we worked together in at the Wilgers Infertility Clinic in Pretoria. And then I decided to move to Nelspruit. But when I left there, I told Cornelia, one day we'll open a fertility clinic in the Lowveld. And she still laughed at me because I'm not going anywhere. I love Pretoria. Yeah, and then I think we told this our story with our first interview in December. Yeah. 8-9 years later, we are here, and we have got our clinic, and Cornelia and I have been working so well together because I firmly believe Cornelia is the best embryologist in South Africa, if not in the Southern Hemisphere. Yeah.
Cornelia, that's where you come into the story. We
I'm
are so,
so
happy to have you in the Lowveld. Zinhle, so you were Dr. Hubert's patient, and then you had to travel to Wilgers, and you met Cornelia. Cornelia, maybe you can tell us a bit about the procedure that you followed with Zinhle to help her conceive.
Yes, although it's quite some time back, I first want to say that sometimes one can make a mistake at first impression and being overloaded with work, and here comes another person along. But I've never ever regretted our working together. It's always been a wonderful journey with Dr. Hubert, and when he greeted us to coming to Nelspruit, I was very sad, but my words was also the woman of Nelspruit deserve to have the services of an expert gynecologist for fertility. But having said that, I met with Zinhle on the 24th of September in 2014, and we did the aspiration in Pretoria, and we harvested some 8 oocytes, of which we transferred 2, and the remaining 3 good ones we froze. Fortunately, Zinhle conceived, and she now is the proud mother of a 5-year-old son, and the remaining embryos were kept in the liquid nitrogen where they usually are kept until the mother requests us to warm them. And we, in many years past, and like Dr. Hubert now said, Surgery Clinic Fertility came about, the planning of the clinic, and we've just arrived. I think it was during the middle of January that Zinhle contacted me, and she requested that we transport her embryos from Pretoria to Nelspruit.
So Zinhle, you've got a 5-year-old, beautiful, healthy boy, and now you feel it's time. It's time to have another baby. Tell us about that and contacting Cornelia. Were you excited when you heard she was coming to the Lowveld?
I didn't know. I went back to doctor, actually, Dastie. I told him that I think I'm ready to try again. And he said, you know what? Can you wait? Because next year we'll have our own clinic here. You don't have to. I said, oh, that's perfect. I'll wait. And then he told me that Cornelia is coming down. I was like, oh, that's even better because I know her. And, you know, Cornelia, when I met her the first time in Pretoria, I was a bit sedated. I don't remember much. But afterwards, because we used to communicate every day, she would call me and tell me how are the embryos doing, what is happening. It was so exciting. I was waiting for that call every day. I would call her and she would just answer me nicely. It was
special.
You know, it's so special. I don't know.
Speechless.
Yeah.
And you still knew that you had 3 babies there in Pretoria, mm-hmm. and you wanted them to come to the Lowveld. Mm-hmm. And that is the call that you are referring to.
Absolutely. You know, setting up a new laboratory in a completely new environment is very exciting, but it's also very daunting because new infrastructure has to be established. And, you have to make special arrangements in the transport of frozen embryos. So that was my first thought in my mind, is maybe she should rather try again, and we can always talk about the frozen ones later. But Zintli insisted, no, she wants the frozen ones to come to Nelspruit, and we must try with them. But then we managed, all arrangements was made, and on the 10th of February I received a very special parcel from AndroCryos, the company that we deal with. And yes, on the 12th of February we warmed them, and two of them beautifully survived it's the warming process that's very crucial in this whole procedure of cooling and warming embryos. So they survived beautifully, and we did all the necessary things to that you prepare them for the transfer. And yeah,
and there is the baby. It is a beautiful girl this time. Mm-hmm. Richard, what is so special, besides all the mind-blowing things that we've actually mentioned so far, about this baby?
I think for me, which is actually just incredible to think about, I mean, here you've got embryos that was harvested 5 years ago, or made 5 years ago, and then frozen. And now, actually, something has been thawed or warmed, and it's become alive, and it's become a person. I mean, that's just incredible to think about. I mean, if you just try and get your mind around that. So I always, any kind of a frozen transfer is just incredible for me. But I must tell you, Sanit, each and every patient, especially IVF patients, is special. Each and every patient is special. And I think the journey that one takes with these patients is incredible. Because usually they come into the office, they're struggling, you go through a journey, and then they fall pregnant if you get them pregnant with certain treatments, and then taking them through the pregnancy and delivering the baby. Mm. So that whole process is one of the most satisfying things one can go through as a doctor. Yeah. Mm.
And for you, Cornelia, what is so special about this baby?
It's absolutely incredible to think the process that the embryo undergoes when you freeze it. If you imagine a grape turned into a raisin, that's basically what you do, because you dehydrate the embryo to get rid of all the intracellular fluid. That's usually the cause of ice crystallization, and that ruptures the cells. So you actually dehydrate this embryo. You take it from 37 degrees to minus 196 degrees in liquid nitrogen, where you have it stored. It stayed there for more than 5 years. It is the carrier device. I gave that to Zintli, and I said that was their first home. She was telling them one day where they originated, if they're naughty. but considering that, this is not, it is an exact science, but still you're dealing with biology. And you're a human being exposing potential life to chemicals to dehydrate the embryo, to load it onto a plastic device, to store it in that system and to put it in a liquid nitrogen dewar. It sits there. Many years passed. Anything could have happened. And then it's transported 350 kilometers to here, to us. You receive it again. You store it once more. You take it out and you warm it, and it becomes a beautiful baby. That I think is absolute wonderful, and I'm very humbled by the having the opportunity to sit here today to tell you about this. It's a miracle. I can say nothing else.
People, that the humbleness with which you convey that message, I think the gift of life is really understood by a mother. You are having that gift of life growing inside you, that miracle happening. I think, Richard, you experience it as well, helping those little babies to come into life and to give that first breath. And then sometimes, do you feel people look at an embryologist, and if they don't know the whole story and they haven't met you, they might say, but you are playing God. What is your reaction sometimes if that impression is created?
We often get asked that question, but for my own personal conviction, I believe that I'm an instrument in the hand of God, and I cannot be God. I can apply my knowledge to the best of whatever I can, or it's possible for me. But in the end, he will decide. He will create life. And for me, it is to do my work as best as I can so that other people can be blessed by that.
And if he blesses your work, it comes to fruition.
Absolutely.
Like this. And it becomes a beautiful gift that we will all celebrate together. And we are so privileged, Zinhle, that you have opened your heart to us and that you said we are welcome to share your story. I know the surgery clinic is very, very excited, fertility, because this is one of their very first babies.
Yeah.
Nelsprate babies. That you guys have helped.
Well, the first one that was made in our
in the surgical, the first one. That is so exciting, and our listeners will be part of, because we are so excited. We will be there when this beautiful princess breathes her first breath. I hope she's going to give a nice loud scream. Dr. Richard will help for her to just give a nice, beautiful scream so the whole Lowveld will be able to celebrate this wonderful gift of life with you. I want to talk just for a little moment about the surgery clinic fertility. How special of a journey is it, has it been for you to visit the clinic and your experience? You were talking just a while ago about how special it was to chat to Cornelia about your babies growing there in the laboratory every day. What are some of the little things that they do to make this a special journey for a mom?
I think one of the things Cornelia said to me when we were talking before the whole procedure at the clinic, she said to me, "We will do what we can do, but everything is in God's hand." Mm-hmm. She said to me, "You know, the foundation of this place is Psalm 139, I think. Is it Psalm 139?
46.
Psalm 46. Mm-hmm. And immediately when she told me that, I knew things will happen here. Mm. I didn't have any doubts. I knew God will do something here. So I knew something good was coming. And with the previous journey with Dr. Yubel, I knew things will just happen.
That is
with
just
both
so
of them,
marvelous.
I was just reassured. You know, the treatment that you receive, they reassure you, you get the support, they give you emotional support. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. I can't even put it into words. I don't know.
I've spoken to quite a few mummies who have been through Dr. Joubert, through your hands, and who've had to travel to Pretoria to get that special treatment and to get, you know, what is available, like an embryologist. We never had something like that in the Lowveld. Isn't it so special that it is available on our doorstep now? Yeah, in Nelspruit. What does that mean for you? And you also speak to your patients, Richard. What does that mean to them?
No, it definitely means a lot. It definitely means a lot. I think the fact that they always had to travel, we could do the medical treatment, the medicine treatment here, and do the ultrasounds and the follow-ups, but they always had to travel to Joburg, or they had to travel to Pretoria to have the procedures done, then had to travel back to do the embryo transplant. So the fact that it's here, it's on the doorstep, the fact that the husband doesn't have to take off work, he can be around with all the visits, it makes a massive difference. And it makes a massive financial difference for them as well. So I think it's an incredible addition to the Lowveld, and we are so excited and so happy. And and so we are really, really hope that that the people will support us, and we hopefully to make a lot of families and to make a lot of people happy.
And we are so fortunate to have someone with such knowledge and experience as yourself, Cornelia, here in the Lowveld, and yet someone who Dr. Richard calls one of the best embryologists.
The best
in South Africa. Okay, let's put that out there. But yet someone so humble. That is something that I really appreciate of you. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of this journey. And we are so excited.
Thank you. 105.